too early for being that loud? Hey, it's too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Monday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Monday, June 17th, 2019. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a good show today. This is Reaction Monday. What you think? We want to know what you think about everything you saw over the weekend. U.S. Open, Gary Woodland wins the 119th U.S. Open at Pebble Beach. He shoots 13 under par, 68, 65, 69, 69. Three-shot winner of Brooks Koepka. Six-shot win over Xander Schauffele, John Rahm, Chez Revy, Justin Rose. Tiger Woods finishes 21st, tied for 21st at 2-under par. We'll tell you what everybody else did. World number two player Dustin Johnson tied for 35th. We'll go down the list, Mickelson and some of those big guys out there, and tell you about that in case you didn't watch it, or in case you did watch it, get your thoughts on it. As Gary Woodland hits 15 greens yesterday, and despite going 0-for-7 with 54 hole leads in his career, he breaks through in a big way and wins his fourth PGA Tour event in his very first major. And some good storylines coming out of that. Likeable guy, athlete. You've heard all the stories. We'll give you more takes about that coming up over this next 3 hours. Anthony Davis traded to the Lakers. We'll give you some thoughts there. Edwin Encarnacion traded to the New York Yankees. We'll give you some thoughts there. College World Series over the weekend. We had Florida State shutting out Arkansas. 1-0. We had Michigan beating Texas Tech 5-3. That was on Saturday. So today we have the Texas Tech-Arkansas game at 2 o'clock, loser goes home match. 7 o'clock tonight, winner's bracket taking control of Florida State and Michigan at 7 o'clock tonight. Yesterday, Vanderbilt beat Louisville 3-1, and Mississippi State comes back late against Auburn and wins 5-4. So tomorrow, early game, you'll have Louisville and Auburn elimination game, and then Vanderbilt and Mississippi State. College, or I should say Major League Baseball from yesterday. Reds down the Rangers 11-3. Red Sox over the Orioles 8-6. Rays over the Angels 6-5. It was the Indians shutting out the Tigers 8-0. Cardinals slipped by the Mets 4-3. Pirates over the Marlins 5-4. Braves 15-1 win over the Phillies. Stayed hot. Outhit them 19-6, and the Braves moved to a 42-30 now. Braves with a 2.5 game lead over Philadelphia in the National League East. Yankees pounded the White Sox 10-0. Nationals defeated the boat race, the D-backs, 15-5. It was the Blue Jays over the Astros, shut them out 12-0. Royals beat the Twins 8-6. The Padres over the Rockies in a nice pitching deal, 14-13 with 34 hits. Brewers over the Giants 5-3. The Mariners beat the A's, doubled them up 6-3. And the Dodgers snuck by the Cubs 3-2. Standings now, we do this not every day, but Yankees half game lead over the Rays, 5.5 over the Red Sox. Best team in the American League, Minnesota, with a 10 game lead over the Indians right now in Central. Astros with a 9 game lead in the West over the Rangers. Braves, I told you, 2.5 games up over the Phillies, 7.5 up over the Mets. In the Central, the Brewers, a 1 game lead over the Cubs. And in the West, Dodgers, 10.5 games up over the Rockies so far. We'll do wild card races as we get a little bit closer. Clemson set to get, we think, its tight end commitment today. Sage Enos will tell you about the Tallahassee tight end, who he's going to choose, Clemson, what time, and all that. We'll give you details of that today. Gamecocks had a bunch of official visitors in over the weekend. We'll give you the early preliminary returns from that. And I was talking to a baseball scout this weekend and found out so much more about this funny money and how it affects college baseball. So we'll get into that and tell you really how Clemson is at a huge disadvantage according to this one scout. The producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the oar that stirs the pot, Mr. Oar 24 in the Twitter world, but number one in your heart, Senior Smoke, Zach Oar. Yeah, bro.
That's a new one. Good morning. How are you?
I forgot who Senior Smoke, who was that? That nickname. Some Major League Baseball pitcher. Obviously some Latin Major League Baseball pitcher. Look up who Senior Smoke is. How are you?
Well, I'm really into the Latin players right now. As you mentioned, the Yankees acquired Edwin Encarnacion from
Seattle Mariners. I love saying Encarnacion.
Encarnacion. Yeah, the American League leader in home runs. So it's a lot of fun to be a Yankee fan right now.
Right, right.
They needed pitching, but let's get another guy that can hit bombs. So I'm all for it.
Well, what it means is that the more offense you have, the less defense you need.
That's true, I guess. Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that's just one way of looking at it. The more defense you have, the less offense you need.
Buddy, how was your weekend? I talked to you. We exchanged one text message this weekend. I haven't spoken to you in days. What have you been up to? Fill me in. Don't leave even a minute out.
Well, the one text I sent to you was after the sixth hole where Tiger Woods was four over on the day through six. I said, man, Tiger just doesn't look right.
And then what happened?
He birdied 7. He birdied 8. He birdied 13. He birdied 14. He birdied 16. He birdied 18.
Yeah.
And played his lowest round of the U.S. Open in years.
Yeah.
So we were wrong about that.
He's grinding a little bit.
Yeah, but he didn't look right.
No.
The cold weather affected him. No excuse, but he wouldn't have won the tournament anyway. But that was the only text we exchanged all weekend. Kept waiting on you're a bachelor.
What did you do all weekend?
I waited on you to come over. You never made it over.
Forgot where the house was. I got lost on the way over.
I could have texted you the address.
Yeah, that's right. You're right.
You could have done that. No, man, I had a great weekend. Played golf Friday, came home, watched the U.S. Open. Got up, played at 7:30 on Saturday, watched the U.S. Open. Played yesterday morning early, watched the U.S. Open. So pretty doggone. Had some friends over Saturday night, but to watch the U.S. Open.
Mm-hmm.
That was it, man. Played golf and watched golf all weekend long.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Primetime golf, a lot of fun.
Don't you love it?
Would you prefer primetime golf or the morning round we had at Augusta this year?
Primetime golf.
I'm the other way, I think.
Why? What was it about the morning round?
I really loved the morning round at Augusta.
Why?
Get up, watch it, let's do it early and just feed that feast right there.
So you're going to love the British Open?
I do love the British Open.
Yeah.
I think it's my second favorite tournament.
I should look this. Let's go look this up right now. British Open TV times this year. This is a different British Open coming up in about 6 weeks from today, or from this week. This is going to be a different deal because it's at Royal Portrush for the first time in 56 years.
Northern
51 years.
Northern Ireland.
Yeah, for 51 years for the first time there.
Belfast going to be a popular city.
Yes. Yes. I'm looking now, see if we can find our British Open TV times. Nothing scheduled as of yet. But anyway, the Open Championship. So really looking forward to that. But that's all morning stuff because they'll be done by noon. What's the time change? Time difference?
5 hours.
Okay. Yeah, they'll be done by noon or 1 o'clock, which is pretty doggone cool too. What did you get into this weekend?
I watched the U.S. Open, of course. We're going to talk about that in segment two, and I imagine most of the show because it's the U.S. thing in Open. Watched that a good bit this weekend. There was a time on Saturday where I went, you know what? I've been watching this for 48 hours. I need to just get out of the house for a bit.
Yeah, you get that where you almost get bored.
I just need to step away. So
I get like, I watch too much of it on Thursday and Friday. Mm-hmm. And so by the time Saturday, you get a little bit of fatigue. And then Sunday, you get all geared up
for
the final round.
Sure, because it's the final round. But Saturday, I was mentally checked out of the U.S. Open.
So you went to your local watering hole, tomcatted around.
No. Didn't do that. I did some chores and errands on Saturday and did that kind of stuff. What else did I do this weekend? Oh, that stupid video game, man. That stupid golf video game.
Are you good at it?
Johnny Freshface downloaded it.
So now y'all play each other.
So now we're just like playing rounds of different courses around the country.
But you know y'all can play each other.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Man, isn't that great?
Yeah, it's fun. It's a good time.
It's you know, if you get pretty good at it, you know, it's all about the you can't go really fast or anything. So.
Well, it depends on which clubs you're using.
Yeah.
Right. If you're using the beginner, the pro,
right.
And he's been using the beginner the entire time because he just downloaded it.
But now once you get the thing down, it's like, you know, you hit it down the middle, hit on the green, make a putt or not make a putt. It feels like Brooks Koepka.
Sure.
Hit it in the middle, hit on the green.
Sure.
Fire it all like that. Boy, and Woodland too, man. Those guys, I'm wrong a lot, okay? Mm-hmm. You hold me and you humble me here on the show. You hold me accountable. You don't hold me. You hold me accountable and you humble here on the show.
But maybe.
Did you just listen to anything I had to say about the U.S. Open?
Yeah, I believe he was on the list of 12.
He was on the list of 12. He was on the list of 24. I did not have him in the winners, but I did give you the Woodland and the guys in the 24. Now, the other thing I said, what did I say the winning score is going to be? I said, look, we're not going to have any wind, not going to be a defense. Wouldn't surprise me. We saw the game get up in the teens, like 15 or something
like that. Did you see Zach Johnson tweeting last night? Uh-huh. Where he's thanking the USGA. It's like, I got to give credit where credit's due. Perfect course this week. I mean, just unbelievable greens, no wind. Great job, guys.
Yeah, no wind.
Shut up, man.
What the heck they do to control the wind?
What do they do? What do they do up there?
Yeah, man, I told you you're going to see unbelievable scores all weekend long, and that was the case. And it was like throwing darts a lot of times. Ball's backing up on Sunday in the U.S. Open. It shouldn't happen. It doesn't happen. But it happened. Again, the golf course is amazing. The only thing missing was weather. And when you sign up for Pebble Beach, you think you're going to get weather. So that was the only thing. But just Stillwater Cove was Stillwater Cove because there was no waves crashing. I didn't see a single wave all weekend long. Saw more clubs broken than waves. Saw more shanks than waves. Saw more holdouts than waves. But just what an unbelievable drama. We'll talk all about it. Segment two, is that what we're doing?
I'm sure we'll talk about it a lot, but we can, I do plan on talking about segment two.
All right. The other thing, I won't talk any golf in this segment then for the rest of the way. The other thing is, well, two quick things. One, we're giving away two tickets to the Great American Gun Show today.
Are we?
Yes.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, we're doing this today and later in the week.
Hey, yeehaw.
Well, Great American Gun Show. Nobody told me I'm supposed to be posing. Mm-hmm. My biceps anytime soon. No, I need to know these things. Anyway, I spent Saturday.
Where is it?
It is in Anderson Civic Center. Coming up next week. I spent Saturday on the phone or texting with a scout, a baseball scout.
Yeah, that was just interesting in your little introduction.
And remember I told you how bullish I was on Clemson baseball?
For next season, you're high on them right now.
Yes. It was explained to me about, I've known this guy forever.
I was going to say, how did you get in contact with the scout?
I know this guy.
Who's he working for?
I've known him forever. You know what? It's best because it's a local guy. It's best I don't give the details because I don't want to get him in trouble.
Okay.
Because what you're going to hear later in the show.
What did he say to you?
Could get him in trouble.
He's a major league scout?
Yeah. I don't want to get into all that. Just because it's the stuff he said was, look, man, I can't have my name out there. Mm-hmm. So I'd rather not get into the details of all that.
Okay.
I'd rather just give you the info. But I was, when I went to bed at night, I looked underneath the bed and made sure that this academic market was not underneath my bed. It's scary for Clemson baseball. And we'll get into more details of it. But Florida State is the only team at the College World Series that does not have funny money. That Vanderbilt basically has like 25 full scholarships are given to kids. And that the teams that don't have the academic comment market, and I'll explain all that later on, are playing with 11.7. And he goes, it's the haves and the have-nots. It's the Red Sox and the Yankees versus the old Oakland A's or whatever. I mean, you can't compete. And the guy, he just paints this grim, dark picture.
Is it illegal?
No, everything's legal.
So my uninformed opinion is, why isn't Clemson pursuing it?
They had it and took it away.
Okay.
And I don't know why they took it away. I don't know who took it away. I don't know why they took it away. But he's talking about all these teams that just don't have. I mean, look, if he gave me these examples of a kid having to decide between a non-academic common marketplace and Vanderbilt. And at Vanderbilt, a $60,000 or $70,000 tuition, the kid's paying, most of them paying nothing. And then he talked about minorities because they have minority scholarships that other people don't give, and all these endowments that these private schools can do. And quite frankly, it's depressing that if you love Clemson baseball, right, Zach? If your son lived in the state of Georgia and you got a half a scholarship and your son's got to pay $20,000 or he can go to Vanderbilt for free, you're going to Vanderbilt. And so how do you expect...
I'm whistling, baby.
Look, here's the thing. Yeah. I mean, how can you expect Monty Lee to compete against Tim Corbin? You can't. It's impossible. I don't know how in the world anybody could ever do it. Let me say, take on some student loans, take on some debt, pay $80,000, go to school for 4 years, or go to another school for free. And it's not like you're having to choose a lower market out there. You're choosing the best team in the country, Vanderbilt. So it's depressing to hear. And I asked about Florida State, and he says Florida State doesn't need it because they stay in-state with all the recruiting, and they have a really cool lottery / scholarship, academic scholarship system there and all kinds of stuff. It's needs-based. Here's where they get away with a little bit. We'll get into it later on, but just for those who won't be around the second hour, we'll do it at 7 o'clock. Vanderbilt, $75,000, whatever it is, and so these endowments they've set up for guys, for families who don't make a lot of money, and that's how you get away with it. Normal students get this stuff. Get these needs-based endowment scholarships. And the baseball players are getting it to the point where some of the parents are quitting their job a year in advance to show their tax returns that they don't make over $100,000 a year or whatever. And that's the environment that Monty Lee, and here's the hard part. Is that as the scout tells me, and he agrees with me 100%, Clemson baseball fans, their expectations are the same, right? It's dangerous. But Clemson lost a player to Vanderbilt the other day, and the kid said, the Alabama kid, the 12th round draft pick, who was committed to Clemson. Alabama has academic common core money, academic common market money. Clemson doesn't. Family says, man, look, we're going to pay you $20,000 or whatever to go to Clemson, or you got to pay $3,000 to go to Alabama. What are you going to do? Anyway, we'll get into that later on as the show goes on. Baseball has to fix itself. And has to find a way to police itself because that's just, it's just not fair. And other people say, well, Tim Corbin was going to come to Clemson and be the coach. Why would you? Nobody in the right mind would rather coach you compared to Vanderbilt. Why would the guy ever leave? The guy would be crazy to leave that situation where he's got 25 full scholarships. And if you notice this, you notice how many African-American players Vanderbilt and Michigan have? Wonder why? Anyway, we'll get into it. Hey, Carolina Heating Service, they want to make sure that you're ready for hot weather, and they want to make sure that you get this with a Nate-certified factory fresh tune-up. The tune-up's going to do several things. One, it's going to keep your house cool. You don't want to have sweat pouring down your face. Two, is it's going to make sure your machine runs efficiently and lasts longer. You don't want to have to buy a new heating and air conditioning unit very often. And three, it's going to lower your power bills. I can't tell you how much because I don't know what you're currently paying. I don't know how much inefficiency you're running there, but it lowers your power bills when your air conditioning HVAC runs more efficiently. To find out more about that, 707-0924, 707-0924. It's CarolinaHeatingService.com. We'll do that baseball stuff at 705. When we come back, Zach Orr has U.S. Open thoughts in segment two right after this.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Let's talk about low prices, unbeatable value, and the best experience available. Qualk here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you, Hendrick Honda's the way to go. The service department's top-notch, and their staff from service to finance always goes the extra mile. Hendrick Honda Easley is a six-time President's Award winner and the only 2018 winner in South Carolina. 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley, or online at ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com.
It's time to stop the debt collectors. It's time to get a fresh start. It's time to stop the foreclosures. Tax time is coming up. Time to do something for yourself. Time to get your fresh start. Come see Robert King for help.
Call Robert King at 864-222-0200 or visit his website at www.thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency. Robert King helps people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
With enough muscle for the most demanding lawn mowing situations, the Husqvarna lawnmowers are the superior choice. They're the new standard in professional mowing, offering limitless cutting with their Husqvarna MZ zero-turn mowers. Easley Lawn and Garden could sell just about any mower. However, they've chosen the Husqvarna family of mowers and Husqvarna landscaping products because they know they get the job done. See for yourself what the pros are saying about Husqvarna on their website. Then see the pros at Easley Lawn and Garden and discover what the Husqvarna zero-turn mower experience is all about. There's no job too tough to tackle for Husqvarna zero-turn mower. From the Husqvarna MZT52 up to the Husqvarna Z572X, your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated, Easley Lawn and Garden, 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley, online at EasleyLawn.com.
UFC lands in Greenville this Saturday. Hanato Moicano and the Korean Zombie square off. Plus, Funk versus Lineker and more. UFC Fight Night at Bond Secure Wellness Arena. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that next job done. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. Like our AutoZone Rewards program. Sign up is free, and you get a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more five times. Looking to protect your engine and start that oil change? Get 5 quarts of Castrol GTX High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $26.99. With more than 5,600 locations nationwide, getting the job done just got easier. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
AutoZone.
The Mickey Weiler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Not cool, man.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back to the Mickey Plyler Show. If you're like Mickey and I and have a bit of a sore back from sitting on the couch all weekend watching the U.S. Open, I suggest you call or visit our good friends at Urban Nirvana. Visit the website urbannirvana.com and go ahead and schedule yourself a little bit of a treatment up there at Urban Nirvana. They have convenient locations in Greenville, in Columbia, and down in Charleston. What I do is I go to urbannirvana.com. I click the big green gift card tab. I filled out the information, filled my financial information, and in about 5 minutes or so, I have a gift card to print out for myself, or in most cases, my loved ones. Print them out, send them in an email with a little note personalizing it, and it's fantastic. They can do anything you want up there, and spa, facial treatments, waxing for the hairy individuals in your life. Whatever you need, they can do it at Urban Nirvana, urbannirvana.com. Mickey Plyler.
See.
You had a great weekend watching the U.S. Open.
Oh, man, what a great weekend.
It was a lot of fun. We all enjoyed it. Gary Woodland gets his first major victory. Unbelievable time to be Gary Woodland. Gary Woodin also plays Wilson Shafts, doesn't he?
Clubs, you mean, yes.
Are you kidding me? Wilson?
Yeah, Wilson made a comeback. Wilson makes some really, really, really looking good golf clubs.
I am all the way out on brands meaning anything in golf.
If
Wilson is winning golf tournaments.
They rebuilt their brand. They've got some very, very good stuff.
All the way out. What are they compared to? I'm going to look that up. What are they compared to the Titleist and Irons?
What do you mean, what do they compare?
Price-wise.
Oh, it's very similar.
Is it really?
Yeah, Wilson's high-end now.
No, there's no such thing as
in the 70s, that. Wilson was the golf club. 60s, 70s, everybody played Wilson staff golf clubs. And then they got bought and sold a few times, whatever. But no, Wilson's back. They make some really, really good stuff now. Matter of fact, at the PGA merchandise show, 2 years ago, you know, my buddy, Greg Rushen, the, general manager down at Katichi, called me and goes, I'm telling you, the best looking golf clubs I've seen down here all week long with all the manufacturers, Wilson Blades. Wilson Blades right now, $1,200 looking
that's
right
the
now.
Wilson Staff Model Blades 8-piece set.
$1,200.
The Tour V6 irons are $1,000.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, it's good stuff, man. It's great looking stuff. They went through, like I said, they were on top of the world. If anybody was winning golf tournaments in the 50s, 60s, 70s or whatever, man, that's Wilson Staff. Now it's going back to redesigned itself. Those blades they have, man, that's good looking. Great looking.
That's ridiculous. But yes, Gary Woodin, as you introduced in your opening segment there, wins the U.S. Open out at Pebble Beach. You put a couple of names out there. You mentioned Phil. You mentioned, obviously, Koepka coming in second. Our boy, Big Cat, kind of finished strong, but limped throughout most of the tournament. Seemed to have some neck problems. The KT tape popped up over the weekend, and you could see it coming out of his collar there on his neck.
We missed that, by the way. We completely whiffed on what cold weather would mean to Tiger Woods' body.
It wasn't even that cold, was it? Wasn't it in the 60s?
Yeah, but they all had big sweaters on. And big old quarter zips up. And remember this, a couple of weird things. Well, Curtis Strange talked the whole week about how cold it was. And he said he had three layers on. One of the weirdest things I saw all weekend long, Brooks Koepka was offered coffee after his interview with Joel Klatt. I don't know what Joel Klatt's doing with golf. But he said, I never had a hot drink in my life. He said, I grew up in Florida. I don't drink coffee. I never had a hot drink in my life.
What?
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard of. I don't like hot drinks either, Brooks. But, no, it's cold. And we did not get to really full understanding of what that would mean to Tiger. It took him a long time to get warmed up and going, and it wasn't good. It wasn't good. But in the end, T21, it was respectful. I mean, you know what? The thing is, like, when Tiger Woods finishes 21st, we go, well, what's wrong with Tiger? He just didn't play well. Well, what's wrong with him? Well, he beat Bryson DeChambeau. Nobody's saying, what's wrong with Bryson? He beat Dustin Johnson. You know, he beat Phil Mickelson. He beat Ricky Fowler. He beat Sergio. He beat a bunch of really good players. Nobody's going, oh, beat Tommy Fleetwood. Nobody's going, what's wrong with Tommy Fleetwood? Is he done? Is Dustin Johnson done? You know what I'm saying? Bryson DeChambeau, he beat Patrick Cantlay. He beat all these guys. Nobody ever said anything about them. Tiger's only one and finished the 21st, and everybody goes, oh, God, he played terrible.
6 weeks to the Open over there in Northern Ireland. Yeah. It's going to be about 70, 75 during the day.
Oh, no.
Is that going to be warm enough for him?
No. It won't be 75. You know that. Crushing off the Irish Sea over there. Port Rush is going to be in the 30s and 40s.
No,
40s
it won't
and 50s.
Be that cold. No.
Oh, man, you watch. It'll be sweaters again.
In the middle of July?
Yeah, it'll be sweaters.
I was just over there in July. It's not going to be that cold.
Let me tell you, man.
It might be a little chilly in the morning, but it'll get up to in the 70s.
I will tell you this. You will see turtlenecks and cashmere sweaters.
We're screwed.
Yep.
We are screwed.
It's cold, man. The British Open is always cold. Rain and cold.
Absolutely screwed.
That's a good point. It's a very good point. You know, if anything, this cramming all these in.
They play too close together.
No. I don't believe that. I like that. But remember this. Remember how hot it was at Belle Reve last year?
Mm-hmm.
Hot Tiger play.
Good.
Mm. Loosened up. Loosened up back. It's a big deal.
But
we'll say, woo.
We talked enough about the T21 player. Can we talk about Gary Woodin and his first major victory?
Gary Woodin has everything. Going into that major, he has everything in the world that's easy to pull for. Number one is he loves his country. You know, he's got the USA all over his bag, all over. Remember the shoes? You see the shoes he wore over the weekend? He does the Wounded Warrior stuff, I think. He does a lot of stuff with our military, you know, outings and things like this. Very charitable there. Had the feel-good story with the special needs girl out in Phoenix. Has the personal adversity him and his wife faced by losing one of their twins.
No.
And now, and the redemption of, they had one twin survived and is doing great, and now they're having twin girls again. And so he's got all that. On top of that, he's very, very likable. On top of that is this compelling story of a former college basketball player who gave up his basketball dream to chase his golf dream. He's just a really good guy who put away all the demons, all the noises in his closet that were pounding on him about being 0-7 with a 54-hole lead, and won the U.S. Open by 3 shots, including a birdie at the 18th, including an unbelievable pitch shot from the green at 17, and including a 3-wood from 263 up the hill at 14 to make birdie. It was there, man. The iconic shots, the patriot, the good guy, and the guy who overcame all kinds of adversity. It's a great story.
I fully expected him to blow it with 2 rounds of play going into the weekend.
And he didn't. Not only that, he hit great shot after great shot after great shot.
He held off a guy who has won 4 out of the last 9 majors and finished 2nd at the U.S. Open this year and the Masters this year.
Yeah.
Think about that run that old Brooksy's been on, and Gary somehow held that guy off.
Unbelievable. Absolutely 100% unbelievable. It looked to me like exactly what, oh man, I hate doing this, buddy.
Yes, do it.
About telling you how right I am about stuff all the time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Pump your tires, bud.
My golf humility has checked out the door this morning. But remember when Jordan Spieth won a few majors up there, everybody said, well, he's gonna break Tiger's record. I went, no. And here's why. Because these big, strong bombers are going to vomit, and occasionally they're going to get their, you know, they say this in golf, guys win 80% of their money 20% of the time in 20% of their tournaments. So you play in 30 events a year, 25 events a year, you only got to play good about 2 or 3 times. With that being said, the thing that has happened is these athletic big bombers, their short games have gotten so much better. And so that's taking away Spieth's advantage. His iron game, these guys' iron games are getting better. So the bombers, and what I said back 5 or 6, 7 years ago, and the bombers are coming, and they're getting better and better and better, and they're rounding in their own games here, and we're learning more about the short games, more about putting and these things. So you add to that now all it takes is on these majors, a Brooks Koepka, a Dustin Johnson, a Justin Rose, a Rory McIlroy, a Francisco Molinari is hitting it farther now, a Justin Thomas, a Xander Schauffele, a DeChambeau hits it a mile, John Rahm hits it a mile, Gary Woodland hits it a mile, Paul Casey hits it a mile, that these big, strong, athletic bodies, these guys are athletes. Koepka is an athlete that's playing golf, right?
Mm-hmm.
Former baseball player that wanted to make it in baseball, couldn't, made it in golf. Woodland's a former basketball player, college basketball player. Dustin Johnson, athletic guy. These big, strong, 120-mile-an-hour swing speeds, and now their short games are matching up. And all it takes is, on all these shut-faced players who, yeah, you know what? They're going to play bad. They're gonna have miss some cuts. But if there's 15 of them out there, 3 or 4 of them are going to get hot each week. And when they're hitting 340-yard drives, and then that leaves them, and they already hit their 8-iron long, and you hit your 8-iron, and so now you're hitting 5-iron in, and they're hitting 8-iron in, and they're going to hit it closer. And the advantage you have with the short game and the putting, they're getting better with all the two. And you get a hot putter over 1 out of 2 or 3 out of 4 or 5 guys out of 15. It's doom for the guys who don't rip it. And that's what it's going to continue to come to. Here's the world golf rankings right now. Ready?
Sure.
Tell me bomber or not. I'll tell you. Brooks Koepka, number 1. Boom. Bomber. Dustin Johnson, number 2. Bomber. Justin Rose, number 3. Bomber. Who was a terrible putter. Now he puts it great. Roy McIlroy, number 4, bomber. Tiger Woods, number 5, not bomber anymore, but, you know. Francisco Molinari, number 6, hitting it farther. Justin Thomas, number 7, bomber. Can't lay bombs at an 8. Xander Schauffele bombs, he's number 9. DeChambeau hits a big ball, he's number 10. John Rahm, bomber, number 11. Gary Woodland, 12, bomber. You got to go down to Kuchar, who's not a bomber, at 13. Still hits a long way. Finau's at 16. I mean, let's look at Jason Day, rips, he's at 18. These guys are athletic. Look how big, look at the legs and the butt of Gary Woodland and John Rahm and Brooks Koepka, these Megatron cyborg-looking golfers now. And that's why I was so right 5 years ago when I saw pencil neck Spieth wasn't going to do anything.
Speaking of your boy Jordan Spieth, finished T65. And shot 73-76 over the weekend.
And is now 29th in the world. So
73-76.
Hey. See what I'm saying?
You hate to see that.
See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying?
Biggest disappointment of the weekend has to be Ricky Fowler.
I don't know. Jordan's pretty big.
Guy goes 66 on day one, then goes 77, 71, 72.
Yeah.
That's rough.
Yeah. His swing looks a little off to me.
Why?
Is it easing or facts talking about how flat it looked? I don't know. I like it better when he gets his hands up in his backswing. But I don't know. It doesn't look right to me.
Obviously, aside from Gary Woodland winning the whole thing and winning his first major, one of the most impressive storylines over the weekend has to be the amateur.
Yeah, Victor Hovland.
Victor Hovland finishes T12, wins nothing, of course. Loses out on $226,000 because he's an amateur and he's going to turn pro this week.
He made more than that in endorsements.
But, yeah, Victor Hovland, 4 under T12 for the week.
That's awesome. While we're throwing away humility, and look, a lot of people do this. I'm not bragging about this. A lot of people do this. But go back and look at that 24 that I gave you. Woodland was in it. Koepka, Xander, Rahm, Rose, Scott, Oosthuizen, Stenson, McIlroy, the guys that Molinari, the guys that are in contention, we gave you. Anyway, that was great. What'd you think of Pebble?
It was good. I really enjoyed it. I wouldn't go as far to say as I want it to be the permanent venue as we were kind of flirting with last week.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was definitely a good golf course. I would have enjoyed a little bit more weather if we're going to be completely honest. It's fun to see you guys score and it's fun to watch that, but it's also enjoyable for the viewer, at least for me, to see them contend with some weather and some harshness out there.
The weather was the only thing that was missing.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, USGA, for making that happen.
Very good. I enjoyed segment number 2.
Absolutely.
We're going to get phone calls, texts, and tweets. Let's open them up. Reaction Monday. What'd you think? 654-ROAR, 654-7627. You can reach us on our healthcare text on 986-1566. You can reach us on our Twitter feed at Mickey Potter, at Mr. Orr 24. We'll begin the reaction part of Monday, Reaction Monday, when you come back right after this. Warm weather is on our horizon. When a thunderstorm hits, can it take out your power? Yes. Don't be left in the dark. Be prepared with a Generac automatic whole home standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Power Pro Premier dealer. Ready to serve you. Start by giving Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey sent you from 105.5 The Roar.
Local Q is the place to connect for food, friends, and fun. Have you made plans for brunch? Local Q has expanded their brunch menu to include a barbecue Benedict, house-made corned beef hash, and many more items to beat that hangover. Wash it down with a mimosa pitcher or a classic Bloody Mary. Keep the fun going with a little friendly competition. It could be one of their hundreds of nostalgic board games, pool, ping pong, Jenga, darts, or cornhole. Local Q, the place to connect for beer, barbecue, and board games.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
Summer is here, and it's time to make the living easy with Crasto Storm Patio, America's best in outdoor furniture. Make sure your outdoor space has everything it needs to impress your guests this summer with everything Crasto Storm Patio can provide by Lloyd Flanders, Hanneman Summer Classics, and Palm Springs Rattan. You can special order anything you need for your patio, porch, and pool furniture with Craft Stove Store and Patio, located at 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard in Taylors.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
If you're opening a new business or your current business needs updated branding, call the pros at Electric City Signs to make your brand come to life. They take care of the entire design process from logo to install, channel letters, road signs, LED message centers, they do it all. Serving upstate South Carolina, western North Carolina, and northeast Georgia businesses. Remember, a business with no sign is a sign of no business. Mention this ad to receive a 5% discount. 864-225-5351. Go Tigers!
David Green and the professionals at Green Law Firm understand your rights when it comes to any issue with the IRS. The IRS has instituted the Fresh Start Program, and David Green knows how to use the Fresh Start Program to your best advantage. The Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can certainly change your future. For a free strategy session, call the Green Law Firm at 271-7940 or go online at greenlaw.legal. That's greenlaw.legal.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today.
I think this entire audience is on medication.
It's the Mickey Flyler Show. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Hey, welcome back. Glad to have you with us at the Kiwi Financial Group. Greg Wells and his great team that he has assembled would love to talk to you about what they do and how they do it. And quite frankly, until I met with Greg, I had no idea of the complications or just how complicated it can be. You know, the best communicators, I've told you this many times now, Mr. War 24, the best communicators are the ones that make the complicated simple. Well, when I tell you that there are 388 ways for a family to begin their Social Security benefits, 96 ways for an individual to begin their Social Security benefits, and if you're divorced or widowed or have minor children, there's even more, then that's pretty doggone complicated. And so, and people make mistakes all the time. Do not be fooled. You've been saving your pennies. Don't make a mistake. You got right here at the finish line. Don't blow it at the finish line. Get with Greg Wells and the team at Kiwi Financial Group to learn much more about what they can do for you. It's kiwifg.com, 654-5043. Social Security benefits are, again, one of the most complicated things we do. They can help you out. Visit their website, kiwifg.com. Also, go by and physically see them. They're at 402 Pendleton Road in Clemson, right next door to Max Drive-In. On our Health Dare text line, you ready? 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Text said, Mickey, have you ever got so frustrated you broke a club in half or threw one in the water? Sam in 6 Mile. My answer to that, Sam, is no, that I am too poor to break clubs.
There's not another one in the trailer outside of the course waiting for you?
No. Saw Patrick Reed getting into that a little bit.
What did he break? What club?
One of his wedges when he hit a bad chip shot. Bad pitch shot.
I wanted to, but that's a lot.
Hey, look, buddy. It's not the club's fault. Blame it on the club all you want to. It's not the club's fault. Texas said, not a regular golf watcher, but I really enjoyed the U.S. Open this weekend. I thought the course was awesome and super challenging. Enjoyed the Rose and Woodland pairing. Some gutsy shots kept whittling ahead comfortably. I appreciate the 843 text message. You know the thing about the... not being a normal golf fan or a regular golf fan, is that this weekend, Mr. Orr 24, you had to be a golf fan because there was nothing else on. Now, you had some College World Series on, Told you about the four college World Series games, but you don't care anything about that, you told me.
There's nothing else, huh?
You had some WNBA, you had some Women's World Cup, you had some, no NASCAR this weekend. But let me tell you what else you had. During the golf yesterday, on NBC, you had two big, huge events. You had the Boston Boost track and field event, the granddaddy of them all. And you had Chrome versus Atlas yesterday.
What is that?
Professional lacrosse. I am not, hey, I'm crapping you negative over here. Pro lacrosse was on NBC yesterday during the U.S. Open. Not to be outdone, CBS Sports had the big one, the rivalry, the granddaddy of them all, the big, huge rivalry. The Seattle Seawolves versus the San Diego Legion yesterday. When these two teams get together, you can throw out the record books. Were you pulling for the Seattle Seawolves or the San Diego Legion yesterday?
The Seawolves, actually. I got a jersey at home.
Do you know what the sport this is?
No.
Major League Rugby was on CBS yesterday. So for you non-lacrossers and you non-rugbyers, golf was the only sport that was on. Unless you watch a little college baseball at times. But anyway, so you had to watch that, and that's why a lot of people absolutely love it. A texter says, I'll give you credit about these golfers that bomb it. Your exact words were Kepka's coming, Woodland, Finau, et cetera, coming. Philpott was sold on Spieth and wanted to put him out there in the same pedestal as Tiger. Lee says that. Speaking of Philpott, saw him yesterday at lunch with his two daughters, and he's going to be in after the show today. He's going to be here all week doing Brad's show. It's going to be two of my favorite people, Roy and John, and Roy and Ben all weekend
long. Forgot all about that.
Yes. The guy's coming. Magic Radio. The international ESPN superstar, Roy Philpott, will be here. I can't wait, man. I want to get him on our show because I have a million questions for him about his job and about who he likes and what coaches and what it looks like. I mean, I can't wait.
I mean, he won't be here until
8:59. I know.
45.
I know. Love the guy. Love his work. Really good stuff. 654 Roar on our Northland communication phone line. Let's get Snap Hook in here. Hey, good morning, Snap Hook. How you doing, friend?
Doing well, fellas. How are y'all?
Couldn't be better.
I hear you, brother. Man, I was impressed by Woodland's play yesterday. You know, everybody talks about, you know, the Brooks Koepkas, the Justin Roses, the Gary Woodlands being bombers of the golf ball. I thought his iron play was stellar.
Yeah.
I thought he just carved that golf course up with iron play.
Totally agree.
And that was the most impressive thing I saw. I mean, that's what you have to do in the U.S. Open, especially with the course and the elements. And, you know, it got cold yesterday, wind blowing, rough, what, 4 or 5 inches deep?
The rough was deep. Yeah, the rough was deep. Just to temper it a little bit, you're hitting short iron in on one, wedge or short iron in on 3 and 4, and going for it 2 up or 6. You got a little pitch up there of the hill at 6, and then you've got 7's little bump, little lob wedge, and then you get back over to 13, 14, you get 15, 16. Get some wedges all in there, too. Now, a lot of wedge opportunities for you. But their iron game was spot on, and I commend those guys. I thought it was highest level of golf that you could ever ask for.
Well, put it in perspective, Mickey. Gary Woodland yesterday on the 8th, 193 yards, stuck an 8-iron close.
Yeah.
193 8-iron.
Unbelievable.
Just let that marinate for a minute. For a minute. That's ridiculous, but congratulations, Gary Woodland. Probably one of the better U.S. Opens that we've seen in a while.
I agree.
To be honest,
I agree.
I was entertaining. Good time. Really good time. No doubt. And whenever Zach is ready, we can drop 17 hundo and the three of us go play that. So whenever he's ready, you know, I'd say before you get married, Zach, because you won't have any money afterwards. So whenever you want to treat me and Mickey to a round at Pebble Beach, $1,700, let's go.
We would gladly accept it. That includes a night at the lodge, because you got to stay at the lodge to play the golf course for the most part. So, yeah, man,
then
I'm all in.
That may be about three large then.
No, I think it's all right, but I appreciate the phone call. I looked it up. I think it's $550 to play the golf course. And then you got caddy fees and cart fees and blah, blah, whatever. But you've got, I think you have to stay at the lodge to get that.
I don't want to get you guys' hopes up, so let me just be as clear as possible.
Not happening. We know that, man. That. College spike ball championship on the four-letter network, I understand.
Yeah, Georgia took on the championship. Big weekend.
Huge. Hey, Georgia won the championship?
Yep.
University of Georgia won the championship?
I think so.
William, call in. The natty curse is over. Herschel Walker and... Claire Henderson leading the national championship.
You don't even know what spike ball is.
FS1 had on NHRA Thunder Valley Nationals from Bristol, Tennessee. Sorry, I missed some drag racing.
I didn't know what any of that meant.
Drag racing.
That you just said.
Drag race. Funny cars. We're talking funny money at 7:05, but funny cars. So you had to watch golf this weekend. Texter said, hey guys, where do you download this golf game we discussed? Thanks. What's it called? Golf Club 2019 or something?
Yeah, something like that.
You got to go to the PlayStation 4.
It's on PlayStation. It's on Xbox.
Yeah. Or you can order it online, like $20 or something. But it's good, man. It's good. I love these. Texter tries to tell me this. Record high temperature at Port Royal, Royal Port Rush in July, 75 degrees in 2006. The average high is 63. The average low, or the average is 55, according to Google. And that means early morning tee times, that it's going to be in the mid-40s, and the wind's going to blow 20, so the guys will have on cashmere sweaters.
Tiger screwed.
It's going to be cold.
They asked him about playing the Open, and he was kind of noncommittal after the round yesterday. I don't know if he picked up on that same vibe.
What was it? No, what's that one time?
They asked him about playing the Open.
Yeah.
And obviously going over and making the trip, and he was pretty noncommittal about making the venture.
He's going.
Yeah, I mean, I hope so. But
yeah, he's going.
6 weeks? Did he play once more? Twice?
He won't play. I don't think he's going
to
play again.
He has to. I
think
we saw how it worked the last time.
He might play over in the Irish Open, maybe. But there's just no, look at this. There's no events that he plays that are coming up the way the schedule works out. Now, he might play an event he normally doesn't play in. But here's what you have between now and the British Open. He's not going to play this week at the Travelers in Connecticut. Then you get a new golf tournament, the Rocket Mortgage Classic in Detroit. Now, maybe Detroit Golf Club's great. Maybe it's a big deal. Maybe it's a, I don't know, he's never played it before. It's a new golf tournament, new deal.
He ain't going to Detroit.
3M Open up in Twin Cities up in Minneapolis. Doesn't play it before. I think that's a new one, too. He's not playing the John Deere.
What?
Actually, it's only 5 weeks. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, 5 weeks. He's not playing John Deere, and then it's the British Open. What we've got to look and see is the what goes on over in the European Tour, because you play like an Irish Open or a Scottish Open or something like that coming up in the next couple of weeks. But I don't know, man. He looks tired. He looks worn down. It's like that Augusta thing took a lot out of him, mentally and physically. I don't know. We'll see. So Clemson is set to get a football commitment today. We'll later in the show, we'll tell you what time and how you love all, you know, what does love about the new tight end commitment. Also, when we come back, I'm going to get you the funny money stuff. I'll explain all that to you. To be honest with you, I don't know exactly how all of it works, but I was talking to a baseball scout over the weekend and kind of got some info that's, quite frankly, a little bit depressing about Clemson baseball and how difficult it is to compete nowadays. Today, Texas Tech, Arkansas at 2 o'clock and Michigan, Florida State at 7 o'clock. Texas Tech, Arkansas, that's an elimination game, and Michigan and Florida State, that's the winner's bracket. Ethan said, you forgot about watching the Braves destroy the Phillies. You could have watched that. You know what? Me watching the Braves game? Not sure that's going to happen.
Could have caught off on some sleep.
Yeah. Yeah, not sure that's going to happen. Also from Landry said, can we get Fox banned from broadcasting another golf tournament? Not a fan of Joe Buck calling golf.
People hate Joe Buck. They hate Joe Buck. He did a good job.
I thought he did a pretty good job.
I thought their technology was good.
Technology's great. Technology's the best, except for what is it? Is it just me? Or does the sound come in and out?
No, you're right on that.
What is that?
The sound definitely is.
Is that a local thing?
I don't know.
Is that Fox 21 or is that Fox?
I don't know.
The Fox 21 people listen to the show. Can someone just call Zach in and say, hey, look, it's not us.
Figure it out, guys.
It's the network. It's not our job.
Figure it out.
We make mistakes here, too. We'll live up to them. Susanna said, I love Tiger, Brooksy, and Rory. Woodland was unknown to me until this weekend, but he had me pulling for him after Friday's round, and not because he was a leader, but by watching him get there. First time I've ever watched 3 of the 4 days of a major, and I'll do it again. A lot to love about Woodland. He'll join my tops. There is a lot to love. I told you, man, Woodland is, he has so much. Appreciate the text, Susanna. Woodland has so much going for him as far as likability and fan favorite. All he had to do is win more. Now he's won a major. Hopefully he'll win more. Hopefully that'll work out great for him. Hey, our friends at firstclasshalt.com. I got an email from First Class Halt over the weekend, and I love First Class Halt. I love what they do. Their specials right now tell you everything you need to know. First, the name tells you everything you need to know. It is First Class. They treat you the First Class way. They know one thing, that their business it thrives when you come back. And they know that eventually your Honda, your Acura, your Lexus, or Toyota is going to need some maintenance, need some preventive maintenance, if anything. And that's why they give you some of these specials to help you do all this. Right now, the First Class Halt monthly special is a summer travel, getting you ready for that 32-point safety inspection, getting you ready for the road. And it's normally $159.95. Now it's just $89.95. To find out more about servicing your Honda, your Acura, your Lexus, or your Toyota, I want you to think about firstclasshalt.com. They're in Greenville. They're in Anderson. So many great things about firstclasshalt.com. U.S. Open talk and funny money in baseball, college baseball, in our